Masechet Menachot Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about how the flour was sifted. Mishnah says Ha'omer Hayah Menupeh B'Shlosh Esre Nafa. The flour of the Omer Mincha, which was made of barley and had a lot of chaff in it, was sifted through 13 different sieves stacked on top of each other until all the way at the bottom the flour was caught. What would happen was the top sieve would have the bigger holes and the barley flour would go into that and it would catch the bigger pieces of chaff. Then it went through 11 more sieves. Each one the holes were smaller and smaller. So the smaller pieces of chaff got caught in there all the way till the bottom sieve. In the bottom sieve, the holes were smaller than the flour. So therefore, any flour dust came out of there, and the flour was caught in that bottom sieve, and it was used for the mincha. Ushtei lechem b'shtemesre. The shtei lechem, which was from fresh wheat and had less chaff than the barley, was sifted through 11 sieves, one stacked on top of each other. Lechem panim be'ahatesre. Lechem panim, which was made from old wheat and therefore had even less chaff than the shtei lechem, was sifted through 11 sieves, stacked one on top of the other. That's the opinion of Tanakama. But Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. He's going to say there's no formality here. We don't need a certain amount of sieves. You don't need to start with a certain amount of flour, like we said in the last Mishnah. Now, all you need is the end result. That's all we care about. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo hayala kitzva. There was no set amount of grain for which the mincha had to be prepared from. There's no set amount of sieves where the flour had to be sifted through in order to use it. Ela solet menupa kol sorkah hayameviu. A person had to bring the flour after it was already sifted as much as necessary, where all the impurities, all the chaff was removed. It doesn't matter how long it was sifted. Shene emar, like the pasuk tells us, v'lakahta solet v'afita ata. Like pasuk tells us, buy fine flour and you should bake it, which is telling us that the flour just simply has to be sifted as much as possible, as much was necessary in order to offer it properly. We care about the final product without anything else in it. And that's what's allowed to be used for the mincha. We don't care how much grain you started with to produce it. We don't care how many sieves it went through. All we care about is that you have fine flour. That's what we get out of the pasuk. It doesn't matter how it was made or the production process. The Torah seemingly only cares about the end result.